Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. Today's topic, Praising God, an Exhortation. Have you ever wished that someone would explain to you something very ordinary in the Christian life? Too often we tell converts to read the Bible daily, pray, and attend church, but exactly how to do these things is never explained. Primarily, we learn by doing and by observing the activity in the life of other Christians. Consider with me a very neglected but absolutely essential part of the Christian life, praising God. Here's a psalm hymn based on Psalm 148 that expresses this essential activity. Hallelujah! Praise Jehovah! From the heavens praise His name. Praise Jehovah in the heights. All His angels praise proclaim. All His hosts together praise Him. Sun and moon and stars on high. Praise Him, all ye heavens of heavens, and ye floods above the sky. Let them praises give Jehovah, for His name alone is high, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted, and His glory is exalted far above the earth and sky. By all let God be praised, for He alone is great. Above the earth and heaven He reigns in glorious state. Praise Him, ye saints, who know His grace and ever dwell before His face. God is to be worshipped for who He is and for what He has done and what He is doing. All praise is worship, and it is taught throughout the Bible. God has commanded us to praise Him, and He has promised that He will dwell in the midst of our praises. Listen to the Psalms from various translations. David says in Psalm 9, I will thank Yahweh with all my heart. I will declare all your wonderful works. I will rejoice and boast about you. I will sing about your name, Most High. And again, in Psalm 18, a psalm of David, the servant of the Lord, who spoke to the Lord the words of this song on the day the Lord rescued him from the hand of his enemies and from the hand of Saul. And David said, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my Savior, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Listen to this exhortation, Psalm 33. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to Him with a 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. Then again, Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Proclaim Yahweh's greatness with me. Let us exalt His name together. And that's an exhortation to praise God, not just addressed to individual believers, but it is an individual addressing a congregation of people and saying, come on, let's bless the Lord at all times. Let His praise be continually in my mouth. Proclaim Yahweh's greatness with me, and let us exalt His name together. This is what we call a call to worship. It's a call to praise. Hear the words of Isaiah 43, verse 21. Isaiah speaks from God this declaration. The people whom I formed for myself will declare my praise. So this brings us to this question. What is the chief end of man? A manual of instruction in the Christian faith opens with this question and answer. Now we might rephrase the question a little more in modern thought. What is the prime objective for the existence of a person? The responding answer, a person's prime objective is to glorify God and thus enjoy Him forever. Now here is a profound truth that underlies the whole of biblical revelation. God made humans in His own image for His pleasure so that mankind, all people, individually and corporately, would glorify Him and praise Him eternally. This purpose of God, this prime objective, is fulfilled in those who are redeemed from the fall, from that state of sin and rebellion, and reborn spiritually by the regenerating power of God through the gospel as they believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. God turns men and women, the people who put their faith in the Savior Jesus, into worshipers of Himself, the Most High God. There are many things which we engage in as Christians that are important and profitable. But some activities are limited to this life, to the now. Evangelism, for one. But we engage in the highest function of this life and eternity when we lift our minds and engage our mouths in worship and praise of God, our Creator and Redeemer. Praising God is something that's permanent. Its permanence is rooted in the nature of the object of our praise. It is God, the Eternal Holy One, the I Am that I Am we are praising. It is the Lord Jesus Christ we are worshiping. John relates his vision of the activity around God's throne in Revelation 5. Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them saying, to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Since God and the Lamb sit upon the throne forever and ever as His people, we will be offering praise and adoration through the ages. Now, if this is to be an eternal occupation in the eternal state, how much we need to enter into the high praises of God now. He is worthy to receive all glory, all praise and blessing, wisdom, thanksgiving, honor and power and might forever and ever. God is worthy to be praised. We are commanded to praise Him. The praise and the worship of God and the Lord Jesus, His unique Son, one with us as His human, as human as one with the Father in deity, is our calling in this life, and it will be an eternal activity. So let's praise the Lord. Our repetition of the command must turn into focused personal address. We might say, praise God, praise God, praise God, 100 times. That's only an exhortation. I'm telling someone to praise Him. Maybe I'm telling myself. Maybe I'm telling you, but all I'm doing is repeating an exhortation, repeating a command. But let's turn that into actual praise by addressing God. God, I praise You. Lord Jesus, receive my praise, for You are worthy. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. And the next time, remember, God is worthy of your praise.